town.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from a radio and television studios here in... located in beautiful northwest Pennsylvania. We broadcast live every weeknight, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on the Global Star Radio Network, folks. So glad to be a part of your lives. So glad to be simulcast. So glad to be broadcasting and being part of your lives. Folks, we are simulcast on Blog Talk Radio. You can watch us live and by archive. Right here on our YouTube channel. Folks, just go right to the YouTube channel. Right to HagmanHagman.com. Click on the YouTube channel and bang, there you go. Links to each audio and video broadcasting venue can be found on our home base on the internet at HagmanHagman.com. Don't forget we've got two websites. That's HagmanReport.com and of course HagmanHagman.com. The latter for the show information, the former for news and information analysis and show prep. I'm Doug Hagman at the helm with investigator, soon to be former investigator and former partner Joe Hagman.
Happy birthday.
What I like to call Hagman, or America's Premier Father Son Investigative Reporting Team. The reason I'm a little bit discombobulated is because, yeah, I was held up and got in here, and there's this...
You know, the show's getting in the way of celebrating his birthday.
No. There's this festivity taking place here, which...
we're going to have Ted Borer on.
I'm not one.
He's
going to
be joining us shortly. And I know you, as you said, you're not one to do this, but... Your daughter made you a cake.
You must not know me.
You have family in studio.
You must not know me.
And we are going to wish you a happy birthday.
I pulled into the studio and I said, oh, this can't be happening. This cannot be happening.
Well, I know my birthday's not till next March.
This cannot
be
happening.
Feel free to embarrass me all you want next year.
Well, this is definitely embarrassing.
Okay,
yes.
All we ask is that you put your hat on.
I'm not putting it.
And blow some candles out.
All right. Eric, I'm going to see you afterwards. I broke the string too,
don't worry. So, I had to use tape twice.
So really, thank
so
you
this
very
is a
much.
Cake.
This is awful nice. All right.
Thank you, Jackie.
Look, we have a show to do, all right? We have a show to do.
Yes,
we
do.
Doing this.
And folks, here, Eric, you want to get a close-up on my camera? This is the beautiful cake that Jackie made for her father.
And, of course, it
looks delicious.
Here's my baby dog.
Obviously, one candle represents
we almost,
20 years.
We almost turned around. Right, lady?
But yesterday was his wife's birthday. Today's his birthday. And they just celebrated their 25th anniversary. So there's reason for celebration.
There will be a staff reorganization after this, after tonight. Thank you so much. All right. Uh-huh. So what do I do?
You sit there as we say happy birthday to you.
Okay, from I have to take this off because it's just not working right.
Family here in studio.
Right.
We won't sing. We just wanted to recognize your birthday.
Well,
and let you know how special you are.
Yeah, okay, I'm special.
Now, it took me a long time to find this, right? But your birthday present, I thought it was going to be late, but it's a George Washington, man. Yeah. And it's not any special date, so it's only worth a dollar.
I want the one with Harriet Tubman on it. Where's the Harriet Tubman one?
I wasn't going to get you Starbucks coffee, but I didn't have enough. So there's a few quarters in my pocket I'll give you later. But happy birthday, Dad.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. We have a show to do, folks. We really do. But thank you.
Blow the candles out, and we'll get the show rolling.
Blow the candles out. You know these are, folks, these are trick candles. You know that, right?
They're sparking.
Right. Yeah. All right.
He doesn't even have enough air in as long as to blow up a balloon.
All right. You're gonna set the sprinklers off. You know that, right?
All right.
There you go. Thank you very much.
No, in all seriousness, happy birthday. Thank you, Jackie, for the cake and for the decorations.
Yeah, thank you.
I know how embarrassed he is, and that makes my day that much better.
All right, you know, seriously, you didn't have to do that, but thank you so much. We have a lot of stuff to get into, a lot of serious things to get into.
Yes,
and,
we do.
You know, it's I didn't expect it. I knew something was up when I pulled in, and I was late, and you know, it was just one thing after another. And of course, my dog, she warned me. My dog warned me.
Did she?
Yeah.
Was it in English or Russian?
It was in canine.
Oh. Gotcha.
And so I got to get the hair and makeup back in for the piece of the hair. So
tonight we're going to be joined from by Ted Brewer from HealthMasters.com. HealthMasters.com is the place to go for all your vitamins, nutrients, supplements. If you have diabetic issues, check out the Hagman Blood Sugar Protocol. If you have arthritis, check out the magnesium packs he's got. He's got a few different protocols and kits together, as well as nutrient supplements from vitamins to purple sticks. And if you have any questions or comments, contact Health Masters. His son works with him, and they're very customer-oriented.
Austin and Harrison both, I believe in it. And, you know, it's really neat because...
Even with questions, feel free to contact them. And Ted's going to come on and tell us not only about geopolitics and issues that are going on in the news, political news, economic news, international geopolitical news, but also he's going to talk about health, alternative health, and ways to maintain a figure like my dad's, you know, even up into your 60s.
Folks, there will be a staff realignment after this. So there will be some.
Eric, make sure you have a camera on me at all times, just in case for stab wounds or tase.
There will be some personnel changes being made. Just so you know.
Okay, well, I accept that. But no, Ted was just going to be a few minutes late, so we're going to just wait for him to jump on.
I'm here.
Ted.
I'm
enjoying the show. I like that one Daniel Day-Lewis movie, There Will Be Blood. Is that what you're talking about, Joe? There Will Be Blood tonight?
Oh, brother. Thank goodness you're here, Ted.
Well, I'm here, buddy. But happy birthday, Doug. It's wonderful to be here with you on your birthday. It's absolutely exciting, and I just... it's just great. We're down here in Florida, and weather's a little bit rainy today, but it's still nice though. It's a little bit, well, if you consider that we used to be the sunshine state, but now we're the chemtrail state. if you kind of do it that way, but of course, I guess you guys are the chemtrail state too. Everybody's a chemtrail state nowadays.
Yeah, it's a chemtrail world.
It really is. You know,
Ted, I want to thank you for sending me a picture of your grandson. What an adorable baby. If you can, give folks an update on his status, how he's doing, how he's acclimating.
He's a week old. He's doing absolutely wonderful. He's gaining weight like crazy. Midwife came over on Monday to check him out. Then he went to the medical doctor on Monday to get checked out. And the midwife came over on Sunday. He was born on Friday. Atlanta was home within 5 hours, 7 pounds, 11 ounces. They've already got him starting him on a schedule, so it's, you know, he's only getting up like twice in a night now, which is like a miracle in a week at a week old. Baby's unbelievably alert. He's already holding his head up, looking around, checking out light, and it's pretty cool. It really is to see a baby that is born that hasn't been immediately poisoned by vaccines and immediately going into, you know, into shock. So we're going to talk about a lot of new information coming out today. So we got a lot of news stories today, a lot of stuff coming up in the last week since I was on with you guys. We never got a chance to finish what we were talking about last week. And so
no, last
there you
week
go.
Was an awesome show. It was one of the best shows I think we've done. And I wanted to ask you, you just mentioned the vaccine free. I've heard of horror stories. Even this week I read a horror story and seen a video on YouTube where a man was literally fighting the hospital staff to keep his baby from being vaccinated. How was there an issue with the hospital, or was there an understanding going on?
Oh, no, we didn't use the hospital. We used a midwife.
Oh, okay, okay.
No. We don't do that. I can't promote and practice and preach all this stuff and then turn right back around. No. We had a midwife that delivered the baby at a midwife center minutes from the local hospital. You know, she could have been transferred there immediately, but the pregnancy, see, we've learned a lot through this pregnancy about morning sickness and a lot of other things that we really didn't tune in as well with my wife. And so Lana now has a bunch of stuff that she's going to write about this and how to get this to go through properly. And then if you take borage oil about a week before the pregnancy is terminated, as far as the baby being born, what ends up happening is the cervix opens up a lot easier. She was only in labor for 1.5 hours. This little fella came out and just doing absolutely phenomenal. He's just a blessing. He really, really is. But I've had 4 kids, and 2 of them, because we were on the road a lot, 2 of them were born in hospitals and 2 of them were born by midwives. Midwives are much, much better. And you're absolutely right, Joe. Both times the hospital births occurred, I had to literally threaten both hospitals with a lawsuit to stop the hepatitis shot. And I told him, I said, absolutely not. It's not going to happen. Not here, not ever, not. I'm going to own your hospital. You do not have my permission. You do not have my wife's permission. You will not inject that child with hepatitis, you know, B. I said, it's not going to happen. We're not going to do that. And I said, and they, well, you have to. It's mandated. I said, no, it's not mandated. It's, you know, because it was mandated, the midwives would have to do it. It's not mandated. It's your choice at the hospital because you're assuming that my wife is a drug-using, IV drug-using prostitute, and that she has hepatitis. That's the only reason you give them that vaccine. They said, well, that's true, but we don't know. And I said, well, I guarantee you she's not. How about that? We're not doing the vaccine. And so, yeah, it was a shouting match. It was a shouting match at both hospitals, and it was pretty awful, actually. And I thought to myself, this is just unbelievable that you have to go through this as a parent. But, guys, here's the thing. If you're going to use a hospital for a birth, you've got to make these decisions before that baby is born on what you want. Now, I'm going to say that again. This isn't a decision that you make at the time of birth. This is a decision you make 6 months, or when the baby, wife gets pregnant, you start working on that decision and you work your way through it. And in 6 months out before the baby is born, you know, at that point you should be on, at the beginning you should be on good prenatal nutrition before you get pregnant. Really good nutrition while you're pregnant. HealthMaster has some of the best prenatal and natal, and, you know, pregnancy vitamins on the market. They're phenomenal. And that's what you have to do. Because remember, if you don't build the baby with healthy nutrients, the baby's not going to be healthy. A lot of children, Doug, Joe, are actually being born now with cancer. They're being born with cancer. Yep.
And the reason that the mother.
That starts with the mother. Starts with the mother's health. And exactly, if that mother is unbelievably sick and she's living on junk food, why do you think that baby is going to be healthy if she has no nutrients in her body to build a healthy child? Remember, the leading cause of death in children age 14 and under, other than accidents, is cancer. And the leading type of cancer in these kids is leukemia. And so many of these 1, 2, and 3-year-old children, even newborns, are being born now with leukemia. It's absolutely horrible. And the Gerson Cancer Treatment Center said the primary cause of leukemia is a vitamin C deficiency. And he even said in his old research that he did back from the 30s that leukemia was primarily a subscurvy diagnosis. In other words, you basically had not enough vitamin C to be called scurvy, but your body was so deteriorated from the immune system that it didn't have enough vitamin C in it, so you come down with this leukemia stuff. And so whether that's true or not, I don't know. Not get into the cancer stuff. We'll talk a little bit more about cancer in a few minutes. But the point is, we've just got to realize, if you want to help healthy baby, you better have a healthy diet. I mean, that's kind of like really common sense, but seems to be something that's eluded a lot of people over the years. That's why so many kids are born, you know, so sick. And then you inject them with a bunch of vaccines as soon as they're born, and now they get really, really sick. I'll never forget, years ago, I had a lady who was at our church. I'm not going to mention her name because of what happened. And this is, oh gosh, this is close to 15, 16, 17 years ago now. And it's a church we no longer attend. They don't longer attend. They moved from the area. They're divorced, so they'll never hear the show anyhow. And what was interesting is, she got pregnant. And I pleaded with her to get on folic acid, you know, the methylated folate and the B vitamins and the vitamins for the pregnancy. And she was real sanguine. She was just, you know, just bounced around all the time, never paid any attention to what she ate or what she did, just do whatever she wanted to do. And I pleaded and pleaded and pleaded and pleaded with her. And this went on for months. And she wouldn't listen. And finally, I told her, I said, well, you know, you're going to have to just do something with your doctor. I'm not going to be involved in any of this because I can't be held accountable for this child. Well, about six or seven months into the pregnancy, she called me up and she was crying. And I said, what's the matter? She goes, well, they did a sonogram on my baby and he has no brain. And it was awful. And the baby was dead. And that's why they did the sonogram, and they ended up having abortion, and the baby came out, and she got to hold the baby, and it was a horrible story. But it's because she refused to take the folate. That's one of the problems with neurological development. If you don't have sufficient quantities of folate, your body can't produce the proper brain, or you end up with spinal bifida. That's why it's so important to have enough B vitamins in your diet, along with omega-3 fats, the last trimester, to have these super healthy children. Think about this. If the nutrients aren't in your food that you're eating, then how in the world are you supposed to get them into the baby? If that makes sense. I mean, especially water-soluble nutrients like B vitamins and vitamin C. If there aren't sufficient quantities of those in the diet that you're eating, which they're not because of the processed foods and the GMOs and everything else, then you have to take supplemental supplements. You have to do that. That's why every doctor, every obstetrician tells a woman who's pregnant she has to take prenatals. She has to be on vitamins. This is a question of how good the prenatals are, whether they're really, really good ones like we have, or you know, the ones that you get at Walmart or whatever that come out of China, which I would never put in my body. But anyhow, so here's some good news, though. Let's get off that topic. Vaccine uptake reaches an all-time low, and policy shifts now in states are moving towards mandatory enforcement and criminalization for refusal. So this is where they're going now. They're going to be taking this in a lot of these states, especially California. They're forcing you before you put these kids into a school system that they have to be vaccinated. And it's absolutely nuts. California is also trying to get a euthanasia law passed right now. And they're also trying to do what they're already doing over in Belgium. When they euthanize people there, they actually go into the person, ask the person, would you like to donate your organs before we euthanize you while you're still alive? And I know you find this all hard to believe. I do too, but this is what's going on. And these people are actually signing up for euthanasia. It doesn't matter how old they are. They can be 20 years old, they'll kill them. They don't care. They have to be somebody who's 90 years old about to die. So they're going in and signing up to be euthanized, and what they're doing is they're putting them under anesthesia, and they're removing all of the organs they possibly can while they're alive, and then what they do, they go ahead and kill them after they take all the organs. And this seems to be how crazy is that?
Yeah, I've heard about this. One of the strangest things I've learned about this whole process is that the organs are harvested while the body is still alive.
No, it has to be, because it's very difficult to get. It's impossible. You can't be. It's like blood. You know, we've done multiple shows on blood. You know, you can take blood and you can transfuse it, you can use it or whatever, as long as the human being is alive. But if that person is dead, the instant that person dies, that blood is dead. You can't use it. If you put it in somebody else, you'll kill them. And so, I mean, it doesn't matter if they die and you take the blood out 10 seconds later. You can't use it. It's done. It doesn't work anymore. It's over. So they'll keep that heart going, keep that body alive, and they'll do everything they possibly can as far as taking all those organs out until the heart pretty much, you know, says it. And I guess the final organ they'll take out will be the heart. And, you know, and then they'll put you on a heart lung bypass machine if they have to take out more organs. Huge, huge, huge money in selling human body parts. I mean, look at Rockefeller, how many hearts he's already had. I mean, good grief. I mean, where does he get all these hearts all the time? And so this is the thing that people need to understand, is that there's huge money in this, but nobody wants to talk about it. It's the seedy business of this. And this is why they were saying, and I did a show with you guys a couple of months ago, and they were talking about with the children over in England, they wanted to let the babies go to full term so they could go ahead before they abort them, you know, and basically brain dead them while their hearts are still pumping, and then remove their organs from a fully developed baby because they could be used for transplant. I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff this world is turning into. But like Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. And that's when he said everything was evil all of the time. Here's another article. Drugs in the drinking water. Don't ask and officials won't tell. You're talking about all kinds of drugs in the water. It's sex hormones, epilepsy, anxiety drugs, Prozac, antibiotics, sex hormones, opioids. I mean, unbelievable the amount of drugs that are in water. That's why I always tell you guys, you've got to use a distiller. If you're on any kind of city or municipally treated water, even well water, because of all the increasing ground contamination with glyphosate and with fracking, you've got to make sure that you distill your water, even well water. It's absolutely critical, guys. It's super, super important. Here's another one. This is kind of a, I thought it was a joke when I first read it, but apparently it's not. They're actually importing fresh bottles of compressed air from Canada now into China, as pollution levels remain high and people are becoming poisoned on the air in China, and they're actually putting in compressed air, and you actually breathe it kind of like oxygen in China as compressed air for fresh air, and it's selling for like £42 each. This is out of England. £42, which is like $80 a piece for the containers of compressed air out of China. What do you guys think about that? I mean, how bad does pollution have to get before you start buying air from Canada?
You know what, Ted? I agree with you on that. Let me back up before we get emails to the contrary. The Rockefeller numerous heart transplants appears to be. I do know that there are sites out there dedicated to the dissemination of just urban legend. I just want to clarify this before we get a bunch of emails saying that, you know, oh, you guys are spreading disinformation. The origin of the multiple heart transplants for David Rockefeller appears to have come from a satirical site, worldnewsdailyreport.com.
Of course, yeah.
You know, however, I don't know what the truth is, except this guy seems to have, you know, nine lives, and the fact that he's both has got reportedly mental clarity and physical health, certainly at his age.
You're absolutely right. I have no idea how many heart transplants he's had, if he's had any, because again, this is just information that you get off of line, and I wasn't with him when he was having bypass surgery or heart transplants, or I've never spoken to the man. All I know is he looks awful. I've seen pictures that I can say for sure.
And for certain, he's made comments about longevity, but the site that was parroting that is a satirical site that basically says he's heartless. But having said that,
thank you, Doug. Yeah, I always like it when you check me like that, because, you know, I don't know if that's true or not. And so when I say something like that, I'm saying it almost in a, well, I read this, but I'm not saying how many he had. I don't know. So I like it when you clarify. Thank you, Doug, because you don't want to have to.
No biggie. Yeah. It's just, however, that doesn't. And so, okay, fast forwarding to the air from Canada. That is true.
We're done now, with that.
Well, I just want to say that that's true. And I, you know, you're right. How bad do things have to get before you actually transport air or compressed air to a location?
Years ago, gosh, 15 years ago, I took a cruise ship into Shanghai. And it was unbelievable because about 20 miles offshore, we ran into what we thought was sea fog. And it was so bad, you literally had a hard time seeing the water under the ship. You know, we're like 8 or 9 decks up. And you're looking down, you can barely see the water. And I thought, gosh, this is really heavy, heavy fog. And the guy's got the horn going the whole time, the fog horn. I think to myself, this is nuts. Well, we find then, you know, it's like dusk. And so we're thinking, well, it'll clear up in the morning. It didn't clear up. It wasn't sea fog. It was the pollution rolling off the coast. That's what it was. And then we were there for like one night, two nights, I don't remember. And I'll never forget the day we left, the entire ship was covered with ash from the coal fire plants. And they had to come out there and hose off the entire vessel because there was ash everywhere. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
So that's just absolutely crazy. But but I was there and I saw it. Oh, also, apparently this Dyson hand dryer that they're putting in the bathrooms now is like a germ bomb. It's throwing germs everywhere you go. Because if you ever get into this thing and you start looking at it, it's almost impossible to use this thing without touching it. If you know what I'm saying. And I just don't do it. I'll let my hands go wet before I walk out and put them inside of a Dyson because I can't get my hands inside of it without touching the sides of the Dyson. And the problem is when you shut the water off to the doggone sink, you know, you're touching a handle that somebody else just touched with dirty hands, and so your hands are already dirty again. So they're saying now that it spreads at like 500 times more than the towels do. And they say that you need to stay away from all of these Dyson hand dryers and just use the towels or just let your hands air dry outside and make sure you always grab the bathroom door with a towel so you don't get recontaminated with that also. But I've talked about that on the show before. I just wanted to mention that real quick.
Yeah, that's wow. Talk about petri dishes of bacteria and gunk. Ugh.
Well, no, it is. It's ridiculous, yeah. And so it's sad to me that we get all of this stuff and it happens like this. Oh, by the way, we're supposed to be having a protest this week. I think it's already over with now, at the Centers for Disease Control up in Atlanta. And people have actually had enough of this, and they're saying that they're not going to put up with it anymore, that they don't want to be, you know, forced to take these immunizations, and they want the vaxxed movie to come out, and they want Dr. Thompson, who came out and said that he basically dummied up a bunch of data because he was told to, they want him to be testified before Congress, and they have asked him for a couple of years now to testify, and they refuse to allow him to testify before Congress. And it's really kind of sad because, Doug, you know, we've got all of these people that are getting these kids that are coming down with autism, and the only thing I can possibly imagine is that they want these kids to have autism. I have no idea why, but otherwise they'd be putting a stop to this. And it's kind of sad, actually, to me. And so it's just a horrible, horrible, horrible thing that this is happening. But by the way, Robert De Niro, I think we may have mentioned this last week, he has come out now and said that everybody needs to see this movie, and he regrets having taken it off the Tribeca Film Festival. And he said that other people that were doing films that were actually threatening to leave had he not taken that movie down. And it's been blocked already in Texas, and hopefully it'll come to our area down here in Orlando and Tampa, and we'll be able to see the movie. But they don't want that movie to be seen, Doug. That's a big, big deal for them.
Absolutely. And everyone should support that movie. Other movies that get the word out. You know what, Ted? Amerigeddon is a movie by Gary Haven. But Mike Norris is also starring in that. It opens up in select theaters on May 13th of this year. So I'd urge everybody who can see Amerigeddon, flood the theaters. If it's in your area, flood the theaters, because we need to show solidarity and support for the truth. So, and De Niro, too, which is a fantastic. To me, that was a great PR move that he did.
He got more media attention by blocking that movie at his Tribeca Film Festival, and then coming back and going on the Today Show and saying that everybody needs to see it now. He got more media attention by doing that than he ever would have picked up by allowing that movie to be seen.
That's right. Yeah,
it was so, you know, whether it was intentional, if he's really that smart, that's good. Here's another article from a local medical doctor, and he actually said that he actually took a 7-hour family practice exam to maintain his licensure, and it'll be the last time he takes it, because he said nearly every question was about a drug, how it's used, the side effects associated with it, and how it interacts with other drugs. There were virtually no questions about the importance of diet or the importance of identifying nutritional deficiencies. In fact, I can't recall one question along those lines. See, he's a practitioner. He's a family practitioner who uses holistic training, and he doesn't want to do it anymore because of the drugs and the more drugs and the extra drugs. And so the sad part about this is, guys, it's very difficult to find a practitioner who's willing to help you without forcing you or requiring you to take drugs. Like so many pediatricians now, if you don't do the vaccine schedule, they won't even see your children. Now, Austin makes that very easy because we have a local general practitioner in the area that also sees children who doesn't require that, who's a holistic doctor. And so he just goes to him, and so he can see Hunter, and he got to say how healthy Hunter was and how incredibly alert Hunter was, you know, when he was like 3 days old. So this is what we have learned over the years, is that you have to have a holistic doctor in your area if at all possible. In fact, a few years ago, we were actually going to move to Montana. This is about 7-8 years ago, and leave Florida. Now, most of you are thinking, what on earth for? Well, there's a quadrant up in Montana, up there where Chuck Baldwin lives. It's called the Northwest Quadrant. It's right there next to Idaho. It's real close to the Pacific Ocean up there, and it's on the western side of the Continental Divide, and they have a lot more moderate weather there than they do in the eastern side, on the east side of the Continental Divide, where all that air is funneled down from Canada. But it still gets cold. But Florida, we decided, Doug, that I was a Florida boy, and I just didn't want to be that cold. But anyhow, the reason I brought that up is one of the big things that made us not want to leave was the fact that we didn't have a medical doctor who was a holistic practitioner that we could find in that area. And I told Sharon, I said, you know, we use Dr. Todd and Harold Robinson here in Lakeland. And I told her, I said, you know, if we can't find a holistic doctor up there, Sharon, what are we going to do? I mean, we're going to be in a big mess because, you know, we get natural chelation therapy and all that kind of stuff from these guys. And they're phenomenal, you know, husband and father and son team. And so it's one of those things that you've got to realize and think about the fact of where you're moving. Everybody else cares about what schools our kids go to. Doug, we homeschool, so we don't care. We think about what kind of doctors are going to be locally. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I love that because more people must think like you. And I know that we... Yes, I'll just leave it at that. If everyone thought like you, now obviously people have ties with, you know, certain ties and certain things that they feel like we do. We feel we've got to be in a certain spot because of X, Y, and Z. But when it really comes down to it, we certainly could make arrangements if we really wanted to. But I think we're going to be forced to at some point, Ted. In some point in the future, we're going to be forced to make a decision about where we are living geographically. Because
well,
I think that there will be
divide. Well, the craziest part, you know, I've got a lot of airline points and stuff like that, so I get to travel a little bit. And so, you know, and I got a lot of hotel points. So I get to, you know, not have to pay for hotels, which is kind of cool, actually. But the craziest thing is everywhere I've gone into the NATO countries, every place, every single place has chemtrails. Whether it's France or Germany or Switzerland or Poland, it doesn't make any difference. They've all got chemtrails. And so you're not going to get away from this. It's just part of what it is. Now, here, Russia doesn't have chemtrails, and Russia's offering free property to people that want to immigrate there. But, you know, the thing about it is that I don't really know if I want to live in Russia or not because I don't know if Putin is really legit or not. And I don't want to be in the middle of a situation where I get into Russia and wish I could go back to the United States, you know. So I don't know, but you're right, though. Sooner or later, we're going to have some issues. We really are. So we have to understand that. So, but like, for instance, right now, all the people that are living near the Daihachi nuclear power plant in Fukushima, I mean, they're being born with all kinds of, you know, disorders, all kinds of inconvenient pregnancies and abortions and stillbirths and limbs where they're not supposed to be limbs. And they're doing all these different abortions there now because the people are so scared that these children are going to be malformed because of what's happened over there with all that radiation release. We've already got giant hogs running around all over that area eating radioactive, you know, food and, you know, plants and having radioactive babies and overrunning the whole area. I mean, and their hogs are like that. They're really tough animals and apparently they can live in a radioactive environment. So I don't know, guys, what do you think is going to happen with the Fukushima thing? Do you think they're ever going to shut that thing down or get that thing cleaned up?
No, I don't.
And China, I heard, is building a floating nuclear reactor. And at the same time in Washington state this week, there has been there was a chemical explosion up there, and over 3,500 gallons of leakage from a nuclear storage tank up there.
No, Joe. I mean, you're right. We're seeing recklessness abound everywhere with these things.
Yeah, it's in Florida. It's in New York. Our infrastructure, as far as the nuclear facilities are concerned, are crumbling and are in no better shape than Fukushima, minus the disaster. And Fukushima, I mean, robots can't even function there. So what does that say about, you know, how far they've come?
Go figure that.
Well, you know, the ocean's being killed over there, over here too, in the Pacific.
Well, that's right. And why the disconnect? Why aren't people rushing to help? I mean, some people say, well, it's too late and the damage has been done, and others believe... Even some of the more robust conservatives, so-called conservatives, believe that, hey, it's not really that bad, okay? But
and they said that at the beginning, too, when they could have stepped in to help. And it wasn't an issue of not knowing the severity of the problem. It was an issue of doing nothing for the sake of creating crisis.
But this makes more sense when, Ted, when you talk about things. And you put things in perspective in the larger sense. I just want to kick in here right now as people are coming in and joining us here in the program a little bit later. Doug and Joe Hagman here with Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. He's our guest tonight. We're fortunate enough to have him two back-to-back Fridays. And the reason for that is he's going to be unavailable for the next few weeks. And we wanted to make sure that he was on before he became unavailable. But also, I want to just thank you, Ted, because I know that you've gone through some pretty rough stuff today. I'm not gonna share what you went through, but I'll just say this:
that would make any one of us rip our own hair out.
Yeah. So, I just want to say thank you so much because you could be doing 100 other things right now based on the events.
I've been doing 100 other things all day, and you know what's so funny though is one of those days that I just sat back and just got in the rest of God, and I just started praying out loud by myself, and just started relaxing and just got in the Holy Spirit and just said, you know what, I'm just going to chill out. and be with God and just not let this thing bother me and what's happened here. And, you know, it's just been one of those interesting things. And so, and, you know, and it's nothing to do with my family or anything like that. That's all fine. It's some other stuff that's going on. So, yeah. So it's one of those things that basically, when you enter in God's rest, you know, and the Bible says, I was quoting all these scriptures today to myself when I was praying about how, you know, the lilies of the field, you know, they don't toil and they're clothed in such wonderful garments, even better than Solomon, and who by worrying could add a single moment to their life. And so I just could feel the Holy Spirit come upon me and just lift this thing off of me. And it felt so good just to relax. But now I must admit what I did do, because my blood pressure was a little bit elevated from this. I did take two scoops of my HGH Stimulate. And what that does, that's it helps to dilate blood vessels, because it releases nitric oxide in the system along with the human growth hormone from the pituitary gland. It helps to bring your blood pressure down really, really fast. And so that's why you should never take it if you have low blood pressure. But if you've got elevated blood pressure, it works wonderful to help stabilize your blood pressure and have normal blood pressure. And so I did do that, and then I sat down, and I just started praying, and I could just feel my body just relax. And it's okay. I mean, it'll all work out. I know it's going to be fine. And so, but we'll talk about that some other time. But right. By the way, statin drugs are the greatest medical fraud of all time. Doug, I said this in multiple articles that I've written on my own website over the years, and I've even gone as far as saying I loathe these drugs. These drugs are the greatest medical fraud ever perpetrated on unknowing human beings. That you don't live any longer when you take statin drugs statistically. And you have all kinds of horrible side effects. Lowering cholesterol has not been shown to reduce the risks of heart disease. They can't do it because it's not real. It doesn't happen that way. You've got to get the inflammation out of your system. You know, out of every 10,000 people that take statin drugs, 307 of these people end up suffering from cataracts who would not have. 23 additional patients develop acute kidney failure. I personally think it's much higher than that. 74 extra patients develop liver dysfunction. I think it's much higher than that. Statins increase muscle fatigue and muscle atrophy. It's called skeletal muscle necrosis in so many of the patients that use this. It causes inflammatory myopathy. It causes autoimmune problems. It causes immunosuppression. I mean, it's unbelievable what happens when you start taking statin drugs. These are the drugs that lower cholesterol, and they simply don't extend your life at all. They induce full-blown type 2 diabetes in women. They can cause insulin resistance. Statins are prescribed to the elderly, cause a 9% increase in diabetes. There is a direct correlation between Parkinson's disease and low cholesterols, which clearly implicates statins. And, you know, there's implication with cataracts. And it goes on and on. Plus, and I've covered this on your show last year, and I want to say it one more time, statins increase and cause coronary artery calcification or hardening of the arteries. They cause it. They create it. They cause the arteries to be encased with calcium, hardening of the arteries. That's what they do, which massively increases the risks of heart disease. And one other thing they do is they all have been shown to cause cancer, period. It's what they do. And the problem is you've got tens of millions, if not 100 million people on statins in the United States. I don't know the exact numbers. And the crazy thing about all of this is that statin drugs don't help. They don't extend life. But almost every single doctor now, because they get their continuing education from drug companies, wants you on statin drugs. And the answer should just be no. If you take cod liver oil, coenzyme Q10, vitamin E, you cut out a bunch of sugar and you cut out a bunch of fat in your diet and you cut your calories back, invariably your blood sugar and blood cholesterol will be corrected by itself in almost every single case, especially if you follow the healthy blood sugar protocol that we have on the website that you did, Doug.
Right.
And it's so easy. It's so easy to correct this stuff. And I guess that's one of the reasons I branched out and to talk about all these different topics that we talk about also, Doug, is because the nutrition aspect, I've been doing it for so long now, it doesn't really present a big challenge for me intellectually at all anymore. I know that sounds kind of silly, but it doesn't. I kind of like being pressured a little bit when I read and learn things. I like to learn things. I like to force my brain to learn. It's called neuroplasticity. And being 60 years old now, which I'm still older than you, Doug, but you are trying your best to catch up, aren't you?
I'll never catch up. Well,
I know.
Perhaps. But
I hope you don't catch up. That means I'll be gone. So, well, there you
that's
go.
Right.
And so
that's
I don't want to, you'll always be my younger brother. But that's what's always, but that's why I started reading. I've literally read hundreds of books on all these other varying topics. And I have degrees in biology, chemistry, psychology, exercise, physiology, and an MBA in naturopathic medicine. And so I've got all these different degrees that I have that, you know, give me this big, broad scope of what I really like to do and what I like to read about. So I kind of like doing this. But I'm not as bad as my attorney from college, my good friend John Parvin. He reads books in Latin for fun. I don't do that. I have no interest in learning Latin. Now, here's something else I want to talk about tonight. Here's a research study that actually shows how sugar actually causes cancer. Now, this is interesting. I want you to stay with me on this now. This is from the Otto Warburg. Even though the science itself shows, at least in the mid-20s, what Otto Warburg's cancer hypothesis, that tumors prefer to utilize sugar fermentation to produce energy rather than the more efficient oxygen-based phosphorylation. And hospitals apparently don't know this, and that's why they give people so much junk food when they're in the hospital when they have cancer. I remember years ago, Doug, I was at the Orlando airport, and there was a girl standing there waiting for the bags, and I was there with my wife, and we were talking. She was like 12, 14 years old, and she was wearing a skull cap, a ski cap, and I mean, it's 90 degrees outside, so I figure she must have been under chemotherapy, must have cancer, otherwise she wouldn't be trying to cover her head. And so I asked her, I said, why are you wearing that cap? And she looked at me and kind of smiled and said, oh, because I've just returned from the Mayo Clinic and I'm on chemotherapy. And so I started talking to her, and Sharon was standing there with me, and we started discussing. And so I asked her, I said, what kind of diet are you on? What kind of diet does the Mayo Clinic have you on with the cancer? And she goes, oh, they tell me to eat anything. And she was sitting there actually eating a Twinkie. And I said to her, I said, so they think it's okay for you to eat the Twinkie? Oh, yeah. They told me to eat anything I want. I can have as much sugar and as much ice cream, as many Twinkies, as much McDonald's, anything. They told me they wanted to keep my calories up so I wouldn't lose so much weight. And so they're encouraging me to eat as much of anything that I like. Now, I really was kind of saddened by that, and I tried to give her a little bit of advice about that. But, she's young, and she wasn't really wanting to listen to me. But the sad part about this is that the conventional view now is proving, and evidence is proving, that what's called glycolic activation itself can be a cancer-causing event. In other words, when you start burning sugar for fuel, you can actually start causing cancer in your body. That is to say, the activation of sugar-based metabolism in a cell, driven by both the presence and increased quantities of glucose and sugar, actually causes cancer to start. I mean, this is some crazy research that just came up. That's why I wanted to talk to about it on the show. And it says, and what it's saying basically is that we're actually eating about 160 pounds of sugar per person per year, and that includes the high fructose corn syrup. That's like 31 5-pound bags of sugar for every one of us. That means like, every other week we're eating a 5-pound bag of sugar in our diet. But what it doesn't go into detail with is all the crackers and bread and pasta in the cereal that are also high glycemic. And when you add all of that in, we're putting about 360 pounds of sugar per person into the United States, including the high fructose corn syrup and grain carbohydrates into the body. And that's causing what's called aerobic glycolysis. And that is the ideal metabolic situation for cancer cells. They love to be outside of the oxygen cycle. This is one reason why the ketogenic diet, that is a fat protein-based diet that has lower carbohydrates in it, actually has been found to be useful in getting rid of aggressive cancer, including brain cancer, because what happens is once you pull the rug out from underneath the sugar carb-craving cancer cells, they're forced to either undergo programmed cell death, which is called apoptosis, or redifferentiate back to the non-cancerous types, as far as their cell. And so this is very, very important research that I just picked up this week that actually shows that, hey, look, this is a major, major stuff that's happening in the cancer research world through alternative research, and it's something that we need to be aware of. So, yes, eating sugar causes cancer or can cause cancer. And by the way, eating sugar also causes a huge buildup in yeast in the body with yeast infection with women, and yeast is also a cause of cancer. And this article I'm reading now says that turmeric, which, that's one of the things that you use. Like turmeric is good for like everything. I take this stuff every single day. It also reduces the problems associated with adult onset diabetes and helps to stabilize blood sugar. But let me read you this little article. This is by Sayer Yee. I want to read this to you real quick. He's actually quoting a study that's called Candida albicans in cancer. Can this yeast induce cancer development or progression? And here's the article from, this is a quote from that article. There is currently increasing concern about the relation between microbial infections and cancer. More and more studies support the view that there is an association above all when the causal agents are bacteria or viruses. This review adds to this, summarizing evidence that the opportunistic fungus Candida increases the risks of cancer and metastases. Until recent years, cancer and Candida have not been related together. However, now there's been linking cancerous research and showing that this opportunist pathogen, it takes advantage of the immunosuppressed state of the patients, particularly due to chemotherapy. In other words, you start on the chemo, you get a real big yeast buildup. In contrast, most recent findings demonstrate that Candida is capable of promoting cancer by several mechanisms, as described in this review: production by carcinogenic byproducts, trigger of inflammation, induction of Th17 response, and molecular mimicry. We underline the need to not only control this type of infection during cancer treatment, given the major role of this yeast species in non-social infections, but also to find new therapeutic approaches to avoid the pro-tumor effect of this fungal species. I mean, think about what this just said. If you have Candida in your body and it's being triggered and growing now because you're doing chemotherapy, it's going to massively increase the cancer problems in your body. In fact, Joanna Budwig, she was actually a Nobel Prize nominee. She actually did research, and she said the primary cause of these different types of cancers are both, or parasitic infections in the body, which is what this Candida is, along with different types of worms. And so the thing about it is that we now know that yeast is a cause of cancer, and that we now have research that shows that turmeric can get rid of yeast and also hopefully get rid of the cancer. But what's interesting about this too, if you're going to do the 1-2 punch on cancer from a nutritional standpoint, which I don't work with patients to do that, you got to have to find a local doctor that's willing to do this with you. But there are several supplements that you need to really build your immune system. And one of them is black seed oil, BLACK. It's called the Immune System Protocol on our website on the front page. And what it does, black seed oil actually gets rid of Candida and fungus in the body better than anything I've ever seen, Doug. I take a tablespoon of this stuff every single night. Every single night. Also, D3 and K2 every single day, plus the turmeric every single day, the vitamin C every single day. Those are the key things that you have to have along with potassium iodide, 12.5 milligrams a day. And these are supplements. Some of these supplements are very difficult to find, and they're really good for this chemtrail flu junk that's going around that's putting everybody in the hospital. And it's the only thing that I've seen that'll knock it out. This is what Dave Hodges had a few weeks ago. He had that chemtrail flu stuff. Couldn't get over it. Couldn't shake it. I next day aired this package to him, had him start taking it, and he started feeling better immediately on it because it really, really gives the immune system a huge boost. So if I were you, I'd go to your oncologist. If you have cancer, find a natural one that's willing to work with you on that, and go ahead and start on this immune protocol and have him work with you on that, and then figure out what he wants to do as far as your treatment protocol. But I'm giving you guys a little bit of a heads up here. If you have a compromised immune system, you're going to have a bigger problem with the Morgellons. You have a bigger problem with Candida. You have a bigger problem with cancer. You have a bigger problem with immunosuppressant diseases. You're going to have all of these things that are going to be bad Okay, that's why I take these things every single day. No matter what, if I'm not taking everything every day, I get up in the morning. Well, here's what I do. First thing I do, I get up in the morning, I take like 2 grams of vitamin C powder, put it in a glass of water with a purple stick. That's what I have for breakfast. First thing out of bed, 22 ounces of distilled water in a glass, and I drink it. Then I go check my emails, and you know, I let that stuff hit my system for a few minutes. Then I go in, I have my protein shake, which I've talked about before with you guys, a really high density protein shake, and I do that. Now, during the day, I always do the following: 4 vitamin E, 1600 IUs a day. I always take turmeric. I always take the K2 D3. I always take the potassium iodide. And I always take those supplements, and I always take cod liver oil and black seed oil every night. I take those every single day. No matter what, if I miss my B vitamins one day, or I miss my 5-HTP one day, or whatever, if I miss my borage oil one day, whatever, because I take that stuff on a regular basis. But those ones I just mentioned, I never, ever miss them, because those are the ones that keep the immune system strong. And if you don't have those with a strong immune system, every time something comes around, every time there's another virus around, you're going to be catching all this mess all the time. And some of this stuff is really, really wicked. I had a friend of mine in California the other day. She called me up. She was deathly ill, already been to the hospital, couldn't shake the chemtrail flu, which is what's going around, like I mentioned, all already. And I told her, I said, you know, you need to go to your health food store. And I gave her that list. They didn't have black seed oil, BLACK. There was no black seed oil there, and there was no potassium iodide there. They don't sell those products in most health food stores. And if you do find vitamin D3, you very rarely ever find it with K2, and you never find it in the concentrations that we use, which is 10,000 IUs of D3, and you never get it from sheep lanolin. Almost invariably, it's a chemical synthetic. So, guys, please listen to me. You know, take your supplements every single day. Keep your immune system really, really strong. Plus, I did do this, Doug, because I had a relatively interesting day. I did load up with B vitamins this morning, and I did load up with a bunch of other nutrients, because when you get under a lot of stress, your body depletes your B vitamins almost immediately. So you've got to have a lot of B vitamins when you get under stress, and it really helps you to maintain your composure and not get all like spazzing out. It really does. It calms you way down, along with the HGH stimulate. It did a great job for you. But remember, turmeric is basically a 1-2 punch as far as an anti-cancer drug. So make sure if you do have that, you work with your oncologist and make sure he's willing to do that for you. But remember, guys, you know, coumarin, this is another article from another study. It says the coumarin is an up-and-coming drug of natural origin with multi-target properties, and it has been exhibited as an efficient anti-cancer, antifungal product, alone or in combination with conventional chemotherapy and antifungal agents. The dual pharmacological activities of cumin may make it a good candidate for the prevention and treatment of cancer and its cancer-related invasive fungal infection-related complications. This is another article that's not the same one. Further investigation than necessarily to clarify this anti-cancer and antifungal mechanisms for better understanding. In spite of the useful biological activities of turmeric, its poor water solubility and low bioavailability hinders its clinical applications. That's why we found one brand that works great that we use, and we've tried to manufacture our own brand on this, and we can't get the same concentrations that we need, so we're using a different brand on this. But guys, I'm telling you, every single day you've got to be on this program. It's super, super important. What do you guys think, Doug and Joe?
Well, it'd be very interesting. What about pH? How does this be? Because it, okay. People will talk about the pH of one's body being a factor in cancer, inhibiting cancer growth, yeah. Inhibiting a fungus
almost like
growth.
A fish tank, you know, if the pH yeah. is off, the fish will be unhealthy. Just like that, the immune system is used as an example where the pH could be off inside a person's body, leading to not only cancer, but other chronic type illnesses like chronic bronchitis and, you know,
Let me tell you a funny story. It's not a funny story, but it is a funny story. Last year when I was, you know, sub-hosting for Joyce Riley on the Power Hour, I think I did that for like 5 or 6 months. One of the guests they brought on was a gardening expert, right? And I thought to myself, oh gosh, I can't believe I got to interview a gardening guy, you know, for 1 hour and take phone calls for him. And I thought to myself, well, it's going to be an interesting experience. I had some really interesting interviews on there, some really, really good ones, and others that just weren't so hot because the guests were just interesting. And I mean that in a facetious manner. Forgive me. I'm just trying to be positive. And what happened is I try so hard not to speak negative stuff about people. And what was interesting is, because yeah, I realized that my words and my thoughts and my prayers are scalar waves, and they change the very fabric of the time-space continuum. So there's really no reason to speak negative stuff about people. You might as well do positive stuff, because, you know, what goes around comes around in this world. And, you know, just what happens, as you sow, you shall reap. And so what's interesting is I was doing this show with this guy, and finally he starts talking about soil pH. I said, huh. And then I asked him, I said, have you ever heard of Dr. Kerry Reams and the biological theory of ionization? And he goes, I studied with Dr. Kerry Reams and I've been trained in his concepts. Oh my gosh, the show went great. From that point on, I was probably the only show, I can pretty much guarantee you, Doug, I'm the only show host in America today that could have had this discussion with this guy and enjoyed it. because pH stands for potential of hydrogen and ions and all that kind of stuff. We'll cover that in a second. I'll make it real simple for you. But what's interesting about this is, if the soil is too acidic and the plants like an alkaline soil, the plants die. They can't get nutrients. If the plants like a acid soil, like azaleas, and the soil's too alkaline, the plants die. This is one of the big problems we're having with the chemtrails. Soils that like acid or alkaline soils are being acidified because aluminum acidifies soil. We'll talk about some other things that aluminum does in just a second. Right. And so what happens, it changes the pH of the soil. It changes the pH of the water. It changes the pH of everything. The lake that I live on used to have a real alkaline pH. I hear hold, music. I'll come back, hold that thought, Ted.
The lake that you live on, there you go. pH in there. We'll start there when we come back on the other side of this break on the Hagman and Hagman Report live with Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Bookmark his website, sign up for his newsletter. Check out his radio show right here on Global Star Radio Network.
It's time to get personally prepared and healthy.
This is the Global Star